This is Pastor Elisha Lawson, all the way from Heidelberg, Germany. I want to welcome you to Faith Made Simple.
Welcome to another episode of Faith Made Simple. Here is Pastor Elisha Lawson with today's teaching.
Well, it's good to have you with us today. We're getting ready to deal with part two of a powerful teaching, especially for a husband and wife, or for two single couples that are getting ready to get married, or even for someone that was married and it didn't work out. This one will be different if you decide to get married. We're dealing with a powerful teaching. I call it Faith Proof Your Marriage. You know, you go to store, they have products that say this is waterproof or dustproof or crackproof free. They are illustrating or trying to get you to see if you buy this product, it will work in that arena that it says it would. Well, I'm teaching you from the Word of God. Faith proof your marriage. Every marriage comes under some kind of an attack. But if you learn how to faith proof it, you'll always have the victory. Now, last week we learned what faith is, and I'm not going to stay on that long. You can hear that. But you got to understand what faith is. Faith is the Word of God. Romans 10:17 says, so then faith, notice now, comes by hearing. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing, listen, by the Word of God. So God's Word does not have faith. It is faith. And I say this over and over because we have a tendency to say, I guess I don't have faith. I don't have it. Well, you do. It's in this book. It's written. This book must be read and spoken. Now that which is written has become rhema, alive. It will change your situation in your marriage. It will heal your marriage. It will cause you two that are maybe separated to become one in marriage, and you both will be a blessing to each other and not a curse. So we're getting ready to continue part two of this life-changing teaching. But I had to go to that first Romans 10:17. So faith comes by hearing. Get ready. Faith is coming right now. Look what it says in Romans chapter 10. And I want to read this here. I'm going to go to Ephesians. Let's go to Ephesians. We just talked about Romans. Go to Ephesians chapter 5, and I'm going to turn to it very quickly. Ephesians chapter 5, and let's look at verse 21 again. Let's keep going because we read this in part one. So I'm just going to read it, and we're going to move on. It says here in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 22, wives, submit yourself unto your own husband as unto the Lord. So we see both have to be submissive. The wife must submit herself to her own husband and as unto the Lord. Husbands, you know what that means? You have to be acting like the Lord. You should be walking like the Lord for her to submit. Because I know any woman, if they hang around Jesus, the Lord will submit because they'll know that he means good for them. So husband, you're going to find out your role as walking in the light of the Lord Jesus Christ, and the wife will be able to submit to that. So we read about that last time, but look at verse 23 now. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 23. We're going on because I got to go further. It says, for the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church. Notice the comparison. You husbands, you are the head of your wife, even as Christ is the head of the church. We that are born again are the church, not a building. You are the church, and he is the head of the church. So, husband, in your marriage, God says, for the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, not the boss. You're the head, men. And then he goes on and says, and he is the savior of the body. You supposed to be the one that keeps you must keep your body, which is your wife, under a place where she's so secure to be called your wife because you are acting like the Lord. So we see those two things must come into play. Now I'm reading from the Word of God, and the Word of God is what? Faith. And what is this whole broadcast? What is this whole teaching about? Faith is the Word of God. That means you can believe it. As I read, you're going to have to believe. How do you believe? You hear it. Faith comes by hearing. You believe it. Then you begin to act what it says to do. You begin to speak it out your mouth. That's releasing faith. And then begin to walk in line with what it says. And truly, it'll change your marriage. Your marriage may be doing all right. It'll increase it the more. It will be keeping the devil and all kinds of situations and circumstances that will try to come in out. Remember now, faith proof your marriage. You're keeping out the things that are not of God, and you're keeping in the things that are. Now look at Ephesians chapter 5. This is very important. Let's go to verse 24. It says, therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ. Talking about all of us that are born again, we are the body of Christ, and we all are subject unto Christ because he's the head. Just like in your marriage, the husband is the head of the wife, not the boss, the head. Now notice what he says here in verse 24 again. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wife, wives, listen, so let the wives be to their own husband in everything. Now that word everything doesn't mean whatever he says, you just do it. Remember, husbands, you have to be acting like Christ. So you don't say, you just follow me in everything I say. You know, I'm the head. No, well, you head, you need to be acting like Christ. Because it goes back and says, it tells us, husbands, in verse 23, the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church. We know if you're acting like Christ, she can afford to submit to you. That means you're going to have to make sure when you speak to her, you're speaking words from God's way of your submitting and her submitting. This is how you submit, husbands. You begin to speak to her like Christ speaks to his church. And we're going to find out more about that. So look at verse 25. Let me read verse 24 again. It says, therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be subject unto their own husbands in everything. Remember that everything's got to be in line with Christ. Verse 25. Now, husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. Jesus so loved us, he gave his life for us. He was willing to die on the cross for us. He paid the penalty for us to have eternal life. Husbands, he says in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 25, husband, love your wife. The word love is not phileo love. It's not human love. Human love is always conditional. I love you until. See, it stops there. Oh, I love you until you don't, till you say the wrong things. I love you as long as. See, that's human love. But God's love, this word love in the Bible, is agape. It means it's unconditional. It never changes. It loves you. It loves a person when they're not doing right. How many of you know we that are born again, we still miss it from time to time and we don't do everything properly, but it doesn't change the love of Christ for us. Yes, he wants us to get it right. Yes, he wants us to correct ourselves, but his love never changed towards us. So, husbands, notice what it says in verse 25. Husband, love your wife, your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it. He gave his life for it. Now, look what it says in verse 26. Life changing, powerful. Now, are you all seeing how both is submitting? The wife has a submission, a role to submit, but you also have a role to submit to. She can only submit to you when you submit to Christ. You got that? So submission is going like this here. The wife submit unto you, and the husband, you're supposed to be submitted unto Christ. So you'll always treat your wife like he treats the church. And the wife will love you. And that word love is agape love, unconditional love. I'll say it again, unconditional love. Now look what it says in verse 26. This is powerful. That he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of the water by the word. And this is very important for you to understand. And if you don't understand this here, you won't be able to keep your husbands. You're the head. You won't be able to keep your body, which is your wife, washed and refreshed and ready to always listen to you, husband, as the head, because you, husband, as the head, are acting just like Christ. So she's ready to be refreshed. And it says here what Jesus does to us as the head, we should do to our wives as the head. And the wife should do as unto you, husbands, and submit, because she's not really submitting unto you. She's submitting unto Christ in you, the hope of glory. So husband, we got a role to play. Wives, you got a role to play. This is very important. Look what it says in verse Ephesians chapter 5, verse 26 again. Notice what it says here. It's very important. It says that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of the water by the word. We supposed to be as husbands speaking the word over our wife. And that word washes her spiritually. It freshes her soul, her will, her mind, her emotions. When you speak the things of God to her concerning how you love her. And listen, we're going to see something about how we love our wife and how our wife loves us. So this is very important. What am I teaching you? Faith. The word of God is what? The faith of God. So guess what's coming to you now? The word of God. What is coming to you now? Faith. What is it coming for you to do? To believe it. Remember, faith is not believing, and believing is not faith, but you need faith in order to have something to believe in. So you are hearing faith coming to you, and it's coming by hearing. Now, your job is to receive it. Your job is to believe it. You have a great role to play, men, husbands, wives. You have a great opportunity to submit, because you won't be just submitting to him. You will be submitting unto Christ in him, because he is acting just like Jesus Christ. And what woman would not want to submit to Christ? So men, your role to her is like Christ's role is to the church. So as we receive this here, and if you're right now and you and your wife having some difficulties and situations, you need, after this broadcast, whether it's you, wife, or it's you, husband, you two need to go and repent and resolve and say, you know what? We're going to do it God's way. We're not going to do it our way anymore. And if your marriage is going good, well, then improve on it. Take it to the next level of love. Take it to the next level, and it'll be life changing. So you don't have to be divorced. Okay, you don't have to live in a house where there is so much turmoil and so much confusion going on. Today, you tuned in to this teaching, and it's simple. What is simple? Faith. What is faith? Every scripture I read, faith is the word of God. It's coming to you. To do what, Pastor Lawson? To believe it. How do you believe it? You hear it. Then you begin to say out of your mouth, okay, men, I'm the head. even as Christ is the head of the church. I'm the head of my wife. So right there, you speak it out. And then you begin to move in the direction of love. And you're going to find out your way of loving, she will love. And her way of respecting you, you will love. And this is life changing. So stay with me. And if you was thinking about anything of leaving your wife or husband, it stops now. Why? You tuned in to Faith Made Simple. And what are you listening to? You are listening to Faith Proof Your Marriage. So if you're having problems, you know what? You're not faith proofing it. You're not keeping the things that are destroy a marriage out and keeping the things that'll keep your marriage in. So you're going to do that from this point on. I wanted to teach you this here, and I read it, and we're going to pick it back up next week once again. It's going to be life changing. Notice I'm giving you 15 minutes, so you can just digest that. And we're going to come back, share it with some of your friends, tell them about this broadcast, and you bring them on too. It's going to be life changing. Now, it's very important for me to do this here. You may already be a Christian. Wonderful. Both of you may be saved. But if you are listening to me, whether you're married or not, but you're listening to this broadcast because you're single right now, and one day you may get saved, one day you may get married, you must be born again. I can't leave this out. You know, Jesus paid a price for every individual to have eternal life. But it's a choice you have to make. I'm not talking religion, so don't say, oh, I'm not into religion. I'm not into religion either. Jesus said, I am the way to the Father, the truth to the Father, and the life. No man can come to my Father but through me. Why you got to go through Jesus? Why do I have to go through Jesus? Because Jesus was the one that God laid our sins on the cross. He is the one that took the penalty. So we don't have to go to hell. We can go to heaven. Every person can go to heaven. All you got to do is make a choice to make Jesus the Lord of your life, who went there and took your penalty and took your punishment. And on the third day, God raised him from the dead. Now, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Come on, let's call on the Lord. You may not understand a lot about it, but this is the most important thing. He loves you. And if you call on him, he said you shall be saved. I want you to repeat this, whether you are female or male, husband or wife. Repeat this out loud. Say, Father, today, I give my life to you. I thank you for your son, Jesus, who you sent to die on the cross for me. Jesus, I thank you for taking my sins. I thank you, Father God, that Jesus took the penalty for every sin I have committed and every sin I will commit. I thank you for the blood that was shed for me to be delivered from the power of death, hell, and the grave. And right now, Jesus, I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, and I ask you to come into my heart and be my Lord and be my Savior. I accept you now as my Lord and my Savior. Thank you. And by faith, from hearing what I just heard, I am saved. Amen. Congratulations. You are a born again Christian. Listen, it's not about feelings, but you will know that you are his. I got something good for you. If you just gave your life to Jesus, you'll be able to look down and see where you can get this book. It's called Did I Really Get Saved? Yes, if you believe what you have said, you really got saved. But this book will help you to recognize that you are saved. So make sure you'll get this book. It'll be life changing. And I guarantee you, your days will be glorious as you draw closer and closer to God and his son, Jesus Christ. Thank you for coming to be a part of Faith Made Simple. It's life changing. We're going to see you next week. 15 minutes that will change your life every time you come on. Tell others about it. Go to YouTube and you will get on. You'll see more of our teachings from the past, but yet it'll bring you all the way up to the now. We're looking forward to seeing you next week. And until then, remember, keep it simple. Faith is simple. Bye now. See you later in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for listening to the Faith Made Simple podcast. For more teachings, free resources, and materials, head over to www.jwoc.de. We would love for you to subscribe, rate, and leave a review if the teachings have blessed you. Until next time, remember, through faith we understand. Shalom.